John Stewart is an English teacher at Osceola High School who has worked with ASAP Homeless Services for over two decades. He organizes the Caroling for the Homeless each year in order to connect students with a new point of view.
One of the things I really enjoy about doing this caroling is that it allows some of my students to get out of the classroom and see the good work that ASAP is doing. And for example, tonight, the National English Honor Society, which is a group at Osceola High School, they brought children's books for the children staying in ASAP shelters. They read the books to them, and then they gave them books, and it allowed everyone at Osceola to get involved. We had a whole bunch of books donated by students and families and faculty at Osceola. So it's really important for me because this is an outlet for kids who want to do good things in their community and really support a good organization.
The carolers sang for some homeless people who appeared to be only half awake as they slept in church doorways. Although some homeless continued sleeping through the carolers' songs, the carolers continued to sing for those whom they believed they could cheer up. Karen Bolden is the executive director of ASAP Homeless Shelter, where Stewart has been volunteering. She knows firsthand what it's like to struggle with homelessness.
My history, my personal history, had a lot to do with homelessness and losing a lot of things and having to start over. And now, look where I'm at. I'm successful. I get to show other people that you can do it. I get to be mentor to people. You know, so it's a wonderful life, and it's a wonderful thing I'm doing, giving back to the community.
So you're saying that you yourself used to be homeless?
Yes, and actually I'm in recovery. I have 20 years clean. I just celebrated. And it's just awesome that I was able to pull myself up, pull myself together. But it took help from the community and people, you know, counseling. And a lot of things came into play. But because of all these things, I was able to now turn around and give back to the community.
Every year, ASAP has caroling. They host a dinner for the homeless.
If we only make one person feel good, then we've done our job. But tonight, I think when before we start the walk, we always have a barbecue and we feed everybody. We had maybe 50 homeless people show up that actually came to get something to eat. So, yes, we made a difference tonight in somebody's life because they got a hot meal, chili and smoked turkey and coleslaw. So they had a wonderful dinner.
John Stewart said the cookout is a way to bridge gaps between otherwise separate communities.
Well, one of the great things about the cookout that Denise Beringer does is everyone sits down at a table. I mean, that's a very important part of, it's become a very important part of the caroling. And so you don't know who you're sitting next to, but you strike up a conversation and you get to know each other. And I think that's very important. It's bringing a lot of cheer to the community. It's fun for us. It's fun for the folks we're caroling for in the retirement homes and the homeless shelters. But it's also, I hope, breaking down walls and getting folks together who might not get together otherwise.
Raina Weissmantle was one of the student volunteers with the National English Honor Society of Osceola High School, a group which donated books for children at the shelter.
We brought books to the kids, and we also read to them. And with National Honor Society is mainly the caroling. So it's a lot of fun, and it's my first year, and I was really excited to come out.
In Pinellas County, at least 1,600 people seek shelter nightly. For more information, call ASAP at 727-823-5665. Reporting from St. Petersburg for WMNF News, I'm Joshua Holton.